some of my fondest memories were watching the road grader come down. But it was always a lot of fun after the road grader came, because you get your toys out and have a smooth place to play. But they never put oil on those roads. Now, they still put oil locally in the city of Florence. And I believe the city does it. I know when I was in the oil business, now these were private, this was not the city that got it, but private individuals mm-hmm. would come by and buy our used oil.
Yeah.
And most stations have a 500 gallon drum to put the oil in. And he would put his suction thing in and draw out the oil and then go out and put it on. Really, this was kind of a cooperative effort between a few people on a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
But in the city, I think the city has done some of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they
did. Well, this was a private individual too, and it was real funny because it got to be a kind of a prestige thing.
Yeah.
You know, the houses, the cool families had an oil. You know, he would start 10 feet above your house and go all the way down the road and then stop 10 feet. And it was really a big prestige. It never did help any because the car was coming so fast that the dust would just blow right in anyway. And the city did pay. We had one street, one main street, and the city did pay to have that oil. But Tunnel Hill was not a very big town. We were laughing about it the other night. It had one store. An old lady named Miss Stevenson ran it, and there weren't even enough people in Tunnel Hill for her to stay in the store all day. So she just lived next to it, and whenever you wanted to shop, you went over and knocked on her door. She got her keys and came and opened the store for you, and you could go in and shop.
Growing up out of Killing, the only paved road was the highway that went through town.
Yeah.
But no streets were paved. In fact, it wasn't even a city that was incorporated. It was just a community, really. Mm-hmm. It incorporated when I was in high school. I'd already moved to Florence before mm-hmm. it incorporated.
I interviewed a man out there, I've forgotten his name, an old storekeeper who's well-known old fellow, runs a little store.
Mr. Myers, maybe?
May have been. It's not in downtown Killing now. It's kind of off a little bit. It's just a grocery store filling station kind of thing. Everybody hangs around down there. I don't think it was Myers. I'll never
two remember. Really old ones are dead and gone. When I was growing up, two stores which were the center of town, the store and the store, and both the proprietors were in there 70s when I was a child, really. And they died not too long after we moved away, and old buildings are just locked up. And they were good buildings.
You never know what to find in places like that.
That's right.
Before I came out here, I was down at the fertilizer mill poking around through an old building they're getting ready to tear down. Not a whole lot in there. They cleaned it out, but we got back in the lab, and they had all kinds of old beakers and had a beautiful test tube holder about that long for big test tubes.
Right.
And it was about that long. It was made to hold about 6 cubes, and it was adjustable, but it was 100% wood. Even the screws that screwed in there to adjust it were wooden screws, so Jim's going to put in his word for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're tearing the building down completely, and they said he could have all the lumber he wanted, so we're going to just take all the lumber, bricks if I can get them. Let me see. What about a road that goes from a barn to the pasture, or from the highway to your house, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Say from the highway to your house, or something like that.
Well. Now, we're not talking about a driveway here in town. We're talking in town. We refer to it as a driveway. In the country, it would. I don't really know of a word.
I don't know either. In New England, sometimes they're called lanes, but they're not here.